You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Junkies are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Let's head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Chris Russell, the Rooster, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. Good morning, Rooster.
Good morning, Case. Good morning, boys. How are you?
Thanks
for having
doing
me.
Well.
Hey, buddy.
Rooster, know, I just traveled over the weekend, but I heard your travel nightmare. Can you fill in the boys about your stay at O'Hare Airport and what happened to you?
I haven't heard this.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, Valdez always does me a solid and plays the Eagles coming back, which is why I went to Chicago over the weekend to see the Eagles for the final time ever in my life as they're completing their final tour, and it was amazing. United Center, hadn't been there in 18 years. Just tremendous show.
How many of those guys are still alive?
Well, Glenn Frey is not alive, but his son, right? He's the only one of the last reincarnation, if you will. I mean, who was it that passed away? J.D. Souther, or one of them? One of the older members that was no longer a current member. Passed away recently. I can't remember who the hell it was. But anyway, Glenn Frey, obviously the main one. He was the co-founder along with Don Henley. And his son is a part of the band now, along with Vince Gill, if you know him, from more country music roots. But anyway, just an amazing show, amazing concert, amazing weekend. Chicago's awesome if you haven't been there, but O'Hare sucks. I mean, if we think we've got problems at Dulles and Reagan National BWI, oh, man, O'Hare sucked.
All things being equal, I will fly into Midway.
Yeah. I mean, Midway's not in the greatest area. So anyway, we got stuck. Coming back, at O'Hare, I guess my flight was supposed to leave at like 1 o'clock Chicago time and didn't wind up leaving until after 5 o'clock because they said all the winds here on Sunday, and I guess got some snow here on Sunday, somewhere in the area before I flew actually had, you know, delayed everything and bottled everything up. So anyway, stuck at O'Hare for like 5 hours without a computer. I could barely keep my phone charged. I ate too much. I drank too much and didn't get home until 9 o'clock.
What did you drink? What were you? Were you just boozing? Just beer?
No. I boozed a little bit on the way there because I was in kind of, you know, Russell vacation mode. I drank a lot of Diet Coke. I didn't know that.
For some reason, I don't think of Russell as a drinker.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, I'm not a heavy drinker, but I did have
A pop here and there.
I did have a couple of, I think it was Absolut. I can't remember. And Diet Cokes on Friday.
So you did vodka Coke?
That's nasty.
I've had that before.
Listen, here's my thing. Like hard liquor is sweet enough. I don't like sweet things. I'm a sour guy, as everybody knows, right? I don't like a lot of sweet things. So, like the idea of combining like vodka and orange juice or whatever, it's just sugar overload. It would fry my brain. I can't handle it.
You would hate my favorite drink, vodka Red Bull.
Oh, I could never. Now, if you gave me maybe, a sugar-free Red Bull, right? They make those, Jason, right?
No, they do.
So maybe I can.
They do,
that.
But it's still a sweet taste.
Yeah,
I'd give you a sugar-free, don't sleep energy drink, personally.
Yeah,
that's
I'll do the sugar-free anything. I mean, literally, put something sugar-free in front of me, and your boy is guzzling it. But
so bottom line is 5 hours at the airport, and then you had to circle at Dulles, correct?
Yeah. So then wound up going to Fredericksburg and around, and it was just
because of the winds.
It was one of those because of the winds and because I guess so many flights were backed up. Anyway, it wasn't a great story. Sorry, I did a bad job explaining it, but it was not fun. And I hate airplane travel. I hate it.
I don't like it either.
I'd much rather go in my car, but sometimes you have no choice.
So you were coming back with Sunday, right? So
yeah.
my daughter was actually coming back with my wife, and they said it was very bumpy. And then we had other teammates and, you know, people that we know from the team coming back on another flight, and they approached and then went up and approached and went couple times because the wind. And if you saw some of the video of some of the planes landing over there,
it was crazy.
I didn't think the bumps. By the time we were actually landing, I didn't think the bumps were as bad as I was expecting and as bad as they were saying. But yeah,
I always sweat when they tell you that you have to, you know, go around for another 30 minutes or however long you went around because of the winds. That's when I actually start wondering about gas.
Then you're worried about that, right? Exactly.
They're keenly aware of that.
All right, so let's get into these signings, Rooster. Which one was your favorite?
So I think, because I knew you guys would ask, I think I'm going to go with Frankie Louvu, the inside linebacker from Carolina, because he's a really, really, really good pass rusher from an off-the-ball inside linebacker perspective. I think he'll ultimately play Mike here, but I don't know that because he can also play edge and outside. But they can use him in a couple of different ways. He's really good getting downhill at the quarterback, obviously good at blowing up some run plays based on what I've seen and somebody that I talked to, and also really good in coverage. I mean, he is – listen, I don't know how he'll translate to this scheme – and this system, and now that he's been paid, but he is about as all-around good of a linebacker in all of those three key components as you can possibly ask for. I was a Bobby Wagner guy. I thought, you know, maybe they would go for Bobby Wagner, even though he's at an advanced age. He's almost 33. Quinn and Ken Norton had him in Seattle. You know, and they still might do that, right, and have Louvu basically line up along with Jamin Davis on the outsides and Bobby Wagner on the inside. But they could choose to go just Louvu and kind of, you know, he played some Mike. He played some certainly interior linebacker in Carolina and go that way. And I think they got him at a pretty good price. To me, that's my favorite. I would say Tyler Badash is probably my second favorite because I thought they were going to go after this dude, Lloyd Cushenberry, the third from Denver. Who's probably the top center on the board. They didn't, or maybe they lost out on him quickly and quickly went to Badash. I talked to somebody in the Cowboys building, guys, last night that is very familiar with Badash and Dorrance Armstrong, the defensive end that they got. Said not that worried about Dorrance Armstrong in terms of a pass rusher, even though he puts up about 8 sacks a year. Not scared, not that explosive, not poppy, what have you. Just a good, solid player. But Badash, they thought that was going to be a pretty big deal for the Cowboys to lose, even though he was surrounded by great talent on that offensive line. To lose Badash and to lose Tyron Smith, who they're going to lose in free agency, is a pretty big blow for Dak Prescott and the Cowboys.
Commanders need another end.
They do.
Jason, I don't know who would be the other end right now. KJ Henry? I mean, I don't even know.
Well, right now, yeah, because they don't have anybody under contract because they don't have Tua Hill. They don't have James Smith Williams or F.A. Abada under contract. I mean, they could bring back Chase Young.
Ah, no chance.
That is not
happening. Freaking impossible.
That is not happening.
So I would think they might look at that.
Chase isn't going back to San Francisco either. So they quickly replace him.
So today I would think that they're looking. I think they should look definitely in the secondary, maybe corner. And then another edge.
Well, corner would be a more of a priority than those other positions for me. But to your point, yes, you're right. I don't think they're going to bring back Cam Curl, unless the market continues to get so depressed, and it already is depressed for Cam Curl and the safety position compared to what he wanted and what the rumors were and all that. But corner, they're not bringing back Kendall Fuller. I never thought they would. I mean, they're much more of a man defense, even though they said, hey, man, don't study the film and think that you're going to fit. They're playing more man than Ron Rivera and this crew play, and that's not Kendall Fuller. I mean, so I would think corner is number one, but to your point, safety and edge, and, well, you know, I don't think tight end because of Zach Ertz, but, you know, I mean, it's not like you can count on Zach Ertz to play a lot, I don't think. I think they'll address that fairly high in the draft, but I guess I can't rule out tight end if somebody pops free, like an Austin Hooper or somebody like that.
Rooster, I heard you semi-crushing my guy Gibby on his way out of town as he signs a deal with the Patriots. So bye-bye, Gibby. Hello, Austin Eckler.
Yes.
I mean, I was a little bit surprised by the Eckler signing. Were you as well? And what do you think that does to the dynamic of the running back room?
All right. So I fully apologize in advance if I hurt your feelings.
No, it's all
takes.
Good, man.
You
I'm
know
grown
I love
up.
You.
I can live with it. I'm good.
Yeah. I all respect for Antonio Gibson. He was a college receiver, flipped and asked to be a physical downhill running back by the previous staff. I get that wasn't a great fit, even though it looked good at times in his rookie year and even in his second year when he topped 1,000. But, you know, the ball security issues for a team with no margin for error drove me crazy. The fact that if you talk to coaches, you know, privately, and they would allude to this somewhat publicly, but not really go hard, you know, he had trouble following his keys and his reads and all that stuff. And, well, I mean, it shouldn't be shocking that he wasn't a natural running back. He was a receiver
also,
at Memphis.
Also, let me interrupt you.
Yeah.
Also, coaching malpractice by Ron and company, not to utilize him
fair.
To the best of his ability,
absolutely.
His skill set.
And I did, I mean, to be fair to me, I did point that out
I
and
know.
Say, you know, listen, the bottom line is he probably wasn't used right, and then he didn't help himself by not holding on to the football mm-hmm. and by not maybe taking that bigger step forward in terms of the technical X, E, and O, E type things. I don't want to go too deep into all that, but you guys know what I'm talking about, right? He would go, instead of going more downhill, he would go more east to west, more shuffle, miss a read, miss a gap, miss a lane, whatever it would be, and then something that was designed for 4 would turn out to be a -1. And, you know, ultimately you can't have that. Now, why he didn't work out more as a third down back as a J.D. McKissic replacement, I don't know. That one I put more on EB, but here's the one way I would defend it. You know, if you have ball security issues and if you don't always know where you're going on the field, you're still a liability as a receiver, even as a third down back. Well, that's not what they're going to have a problem with Austin Ekeler. I think people are going to wonder, hey, is Austin Ekeler a 1 or a 1A? No. He may be a 1A ahead of Chris Rodriguez. He's not a 1 ahead of Brian Robinson. He's actually in a really good Batman and Robin tag team type, you know, style here with Robinson, with Chris Rodriguez Jr., two more physical, again, between the tackle, downhill backs, and Ekeler can be the primary third down guy, catch 75 balls out of the backfield. You know, sometimes it'll drive you crazy that it'll be checkdowns, but sometimes it'll be screened by design, and this offense should look very different. And, oh, guys, also with Cliff Kingsbury, remember, he does a lot of the 4 and 5 wide receiver or receiver spread out looks. I would expect Austin Ekeler is going to be designed to be out of the slot, out of the inside middle of a 3-receiver set to one side of the field, out of the outside. Like, use him as, again, that hybrid running back receiver that we kind of thought maybe Antonio Gibson would fit the role of coming out of Memphis.
Talking to our pal Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. So Peter Schrager, who's on the NFL Network, tweeted yesterday that the Commanders were in on Sam Darnold. Now, ultimately, he signs with the Minnesota Vikings. But what does that signal to you that they were in conversations with Sam Darnold?
Yeah, not a surprise for me because that was a name that I had mentioned a couple of times over the last couple of weeks is, hey, they're going to need a third veteran. And I didn't think Jacoby Brissett was coming back, and obviously he went to New England yesterday on the same deal he got here, 1 year, $8-ish million. So Sam Darnold was a guy that I thought, well, okay, maybe Mitch Trubisky before he went back to Buffalo, maybe Jimmy Garoppolo, who was with Adam Peters in San Francisco for a number of years, could be amazing. Mm-hmm. They need a third quarterback because, A, we all presume, right, they're going to take a #2 overall quarterback, but that guy is going to have some bumps in the road, potholes, some learning, whatever. Maybe he doesn't start right away. I don't know, probably, but maybe he doesn't start right away. You have Sam Howell, yes, but we all know Sam Howell is a low-level starter, fringe starter, high-end backup type. To me, you needed somebody to help lead that room from a mental and emotional standpoint and from a learning standpoint as a player that players could go to in the locker room and say, hey, man, what did you see? What, you know, as opposed to having to always go to the coaching staff. And then on top of that, more importantly, you know, JP, Look, Joe Flacco was quarterback number four for the Cleveland Browns. They won 11 games last year. In 2020, as bad as the Commanders were at 7-9, winning a stupid division that they had no business losing, they were on almost quarterback number five. They were one throw away, 1 minute away from Steven Montez playing in a playoff game when Taylor Heineke got banged up against Tampa on that Saturday night. You need three semi, if not full quality quarterback options now in today's NFL. And I've been saying this for years. People used to make fun of me with Nate Sudfeld. Nate Sudfeld sucks. But the point being is you need three quarterbacks that can play because guys get hurt all the time. And, oh, by the way, half of them suck, if not more than half of them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So, yes, I think they need a third quarterback, and it might be Jimmy Garoppolo just based on connections and based on,
wow,
you know, at this point, who's available and what leverage does Jimmy G have? He's hurt all the time. Or Jimmy
Hansen. It could
Hansen,
be somebody like Ryan
Tannehill. He's hurt all the time.
It could be Tannehill as well.
Yeah, I think Tannehill's got a little bit more pop at this point than Jimmy G, but maybe I'm wrong on that.
So that,
or how about this? How about this? What about trading a fifth-round pick for Justin Fields?
Well, they're going to get better. They're going to get better.
For fifth rounder, I love that.
I don't know if they're going to get better than that. I mean, they've been asking for at least one third rounder. They can't get a sniff. And the Falcons shut them down. The Pittsburgh Steelers went with Russ Wilson. I mean, maybe Oakland went with Gardner Minshew. Maybe Denver.
His market is drying up. It was dry before, but it's drying up ever since.
It's drying up because Justin Fields is what he is and what he was out of Ohio State. An inconsistent passer, number one. Nice guy, great athlete, but banged up some. Inconsistent passer, no matter what system he's been in. And here's the other thing. Keep in mind, teams that were going to put a high asset in return to the Bears, again, presuming that the Bears were asking for at least a third-round pick, maybe more. Some people thought more. They also were going to have to make a decision on a fifth-year option at the end of April, early May, on Justin Fields. Do we sink in $25 million if our plans, like the Falcons, if they weren't able to get Kirk? If our plans are for Justin Fields to compete for the starting position or to be the starter, we got to make a decision on, you know, May 1st, say, on the fifth-year option, not for this year, but for next year. So I think that's hurt the potential trade leverage in return. That's why I say maybe the Commanders can sneak a silly in there at, you know, fifth round, whatever. You know, not a useless pick, but something like that, and then not extend him, not give him the fifth-year option, let the fourth year play out and see what he's about.
Well, and then they do that, so then how will be the three?
Yeah. They would compete. They would compete for two, or does that – I mean, if they were to do something like that, Eric, does that mean that they trade down from two and acquire more picks and more assets and maybe draft their left tackle like Joe Alt from Notre Dame, you know, at four or five or somebody like that? I know that would be crazy.
They're not going to trade for Justin Fields.
I'll be stunned.
I'm sorry. They're not trading for Justin.
I'm just using it as a possibility now that the market continues to be really depressed.
I think Fields will get traded probably, you know, draft weekend because they're going to hold on to him until the team's very desperate.
What's he going to get, though, Jason? What's he going to fetch? I mean, if
what are the Chicago going to get?
If who just got traded yesterday for a sixth round pick? The quarterback,
Mac Jones.
Oh, Mac Jones. Yeah. Sunday, Jones. I guess. You know, yeah. And I'm not saying that Justin Fields isn't better than Mac Jones. I'm just saying that the market is not going to be what the Bears thought it was going to be and what most people thought it was going to. I'm just using that as a possibility. Granted, it's an outside. I think it's more likely that a Jimmy G type. You know, comes here trying to say, hey, I can stabilize the room. I can possibly compete for a starting job or at the very minimum, the backup job because everybody gets hurt.
What is Jimmy G's suspension deal?
Two games?
Yeah. Okay. It's not that bad.
Rooster, we got to run. Always appreciate the time.
Thank you, boys.
Yep.
Appreciate you.
Chris Russell, the Rooster, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980, 1 until 4 p.m. weekdays. Don't forget, Warren Sharp will join us coming out at 9. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls on the Commanders' free agent signings. Who's the biggest difference maker that the Commanders landed yesterday with their signings? 800-636-1067. Give us your biggest difference maker next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.